Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have you with us. While local, state, and national candidates wait out the results of today's elections, we'll take a look at a much different preoccupation. Jim Wasley chairs UWM's School of Architecture and Urban Planning. He's also deeply involved in creating a vision of Milwaukee's Inner Harbor that blends manufacturing, sought-after living, and recreational spaces. What's more, Wasley, along with colleagues and students, has an eye on achieving all of that while cleaning up and restoring the water. Wasley hopes to test out the approach on the campus of the School of Freshwater Sciences. As workers expand the facility over the next year or so, he's proposing a combination of stormwater control and other natural features. As we're about to discover, the architect is particularly attached to a fish feature. Wasley takes WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz on a mini tour of the site.
So at this next intersection, this is the corner of First and Greenfield. That's where you'd start to see evidence of the project. There'd be a new bus stop, shelter, and hopefully a stormwater fountain that would be part of that along the edge of what was the Greedy Foundry site. And then it obviously comes to an end before the underpass here, but there is a bike lane that's going up on the underpass. That's the KK River Trail bike lane is going in on one of the rail corridors that's not being used. And we'd like to actually see a ramp up to that bike path, because right now, the way that's designed, you can't get off at Greenfield Avenue. And we'd like to make that connection, too. So now we're driving by the workyard of the School of Freshwater Sciences, and the first big feature that we have some funding for would be all through here before you get to the building. Layer of rain gardens right in where we're driving now, that would be experimental test cells that would be taking water off of this big impervious surface where all the cars park, and growing different kinds of street trees and doing monitoring for the DNR to help them develop policies around the use of street trees. So we're working with the DNR, we're working with the U.S. Geological Survey to set up the monitoring, and then the School of Freshwater Sciences would do the monitoring. The workyard remains a workyard. This is very important to the functioning of the school. You can see all of the boat equipment and the dock wall, but the southern edge of it up against the street, we're hoping to claim about 40 feet, and so there will be landscape between all of these work activities and the street. It'd dress the campus up a little bit, but also provide that place where these surfaces could drain to. The other thing that we would do back here at the very end of the slip is got hard walls on both sides, but the end of it is just a natural slope. And it's right now just made of rubble and things that were tossed in there. But we would like to create some aquatic habitat there. It's already, by default, very nice aquatic habitat. It's where the scientists all tell me the best fishing is. So the idea would be to create a breakwater, perhaps take about 50 to 100 feet of the back of the slip, create a breakwater to protect this little tidal estuary we'd be creating, and then, again, develop some landscaping and native planting and aquatic native planting. So that patch of green you see at the end of the slip would be much bigger and much richer in all native species, of course. The fish ladder coming up soon as we walk around the building. And the idea there is that the building itself cycles through an immense amount of water. It comes in from the city, it's dechlorinated, it's tempered and treated, run through the aquaculture, so it's part of science. And because of the very high standards of the scientific experiments, they can't just recirculate it. It only goes through once. Mm-hmm. And so they, right now, just dump that into the storm sewer. And what we're proposing to do is to take that water and essentially dump it out at the front door to the building and create a fish spawning grounds. That would be a little stream that would start at the front door of the building and wind its way down a fish ladder and into the harbor itself, so that fish from the lake would be able to come up the fish ladder and right to the front door. And this water feature will run from here like a giant reflecting pool down the side of the building to a circle turnaround that the city wants to build. And then past that is a public plaza, which will hopefully be a really nice place to come down and fish or to look at the harbor or to, you know, to watch fish spawning.
Is your hope that all of these funding needs will be met through various foundations and government agencies?
It's going to take a little bit of a lot of different sources of funding because all told, we're talking about a small urban public plaza, an aquatic habitat restoration project. I can't remember. It's about a quarter mile of street involvement. It's a several million dollar project. If we step back a minute, the fish passage, to me, it's just so important. What the flow of water through the School of Freshwater Science represents is this huge natural resource. Right now, 500 gallons a minute. Once the new labs are done, it will be 1,200 gallons a minute, 365 days a year, and it's just dumped into the storm sewer, and that's such a waste. The question is, how do we get the most out of it? And that's what the spawning stream represents, creating an environment where we've literally created a natural system, small, but powered by this enormous resource. And it's a place to teach about that. It's a place to experiment about that. That's what makes it specific and unique to the school. And the school is the ideal place to do that. But it also, it sets a precedent for what I think the entire vision of the Inner Harbor should be, which is that every project, every site should do everything it can to both solve these problems, like clean the water before it runs into the harbor, but also to create biological diversity, to create richness. So there is both a real specific reason for the school to do it, and also this very broad reason of setting a pattern for the whole harbor, and for essentially thinking about how we should think about ecological and economic development happening simultaneously everywhere we build.
Jim Wasley chairs UWM's School of Architecture and Urban Planning. He does have experience artfully managing stormwater on the UWM Eastside campus. You'll find an image or two on our website, as well as a proposal for the School of Freshwater Sciences campus. Wasley spoke with our environmental reporter, Susan Pence. Coming up next, travel correspondent Rob Bundy leaps into the wild blue yonder. You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio.